Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. For centuries, nations have manned navies to protect and conquer, to extend their political and financial power to all corners of the earth. England, for example, used the Royal Navy to express its imperial purpose, to exploit the ocean for its scientific, economic, and social aspirations. And so it has gone in Spain, Germany, Russia, the United States, and most recently China, where the construction of fleets of ships have been both symbol and reality of emerging national power. It is a very expensive endeavor, taxing treasuries for costs of construction, operation, supply, maintenance, and replacement as technologies have changed from sail to steam, wood to steel, in the water, above and below, and with the addition of new weapons such as torpedoes and missiles that have extended both the offensive and defensive capacity of ships. With the arrival of computers, miniaturization, and exponentially increased expense, a new phenomenon has appeared: the development of unmanned systems that more efficiently and effectively meet the changing modern challenges of security at sea. The causes are many: terrorism and piracy, the demands of explicit missions such as port defense, pressure on military budgets, and reluctance to put human assets at risk in an increasingly complex and violent world. As with drones in the air, remote-controlled vessels offer increased capabilities and alternative designs that can be specifically directed to such new threats as underwater incursions, mine countermeasures, shallow water coastal patrol against the smuggling of drugs, humans, and weapons, and sanction technologies and protection of cruise ships, freighters, and tankers, oil and natural gas platforms, refineries, wind towers, desalinization plants, underwater cables and pipelines, all new challenges demanding unique capacity, versatility, maneuverability, and even expendability in response. The attack on the USS Cole is a prime example, as is the hijacking of tankers and yachts by pirates operating from Somalia and elsewhere using cheap high-speed vessels with little concern for human life. Large conventional naval vessels are an expensive and not very effective defense against such things, beyond a show of deterrent power and occasional success using overwhelming force. But given the global presence of shipping, the vulnerability of hulls and in-water installations to submarine placement of mines and explosives, the easy accessibility for sabotage to ports, piers, and public waterfronts, and the desire to remove personnel from harm's way, a new industry for unmanned boats, mini-subs, and other robotic systems has emerged as an energetic and lucrative manifestation of the arms race. We will see, no doubt, further development of mini-subs, long-distance underwater gliders, and remotely operated robotic devices for military and commercial security purposes. Many of these devices have been used for ocean exploration, data collection, and scientific research for years. Much of the system requirements already exist and need only to be reconfigured to new ends. But as the military-industrial complex faces budget cuts to its traditional weapons approach, it will either adapt or new companies will emerge to supply the demand with probable new challenges for control and distribution. The reduced cost will enable not only defense, but offense as well, through a diffuse, elusive market comparable to that for small arms, rockets, and other such land and air weapons that are already central to the hostilities and conflicts in the headlines today. The paradox remains: we build systems to defend that may well be turned offensively against us. We seek peace by accumulating the tools of war. Will that ever change on land or sea, even with the Navy unmanned? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.